Major League Baseball players are urging their union leaders to agree to tougher steroid testing. Union leader Donald Fehr made the announcement yesterday in Phoenix, where the Players Association is meeting this week. It follows allegations last week that some of the stars of baseball and other sports were using performance-enhancing drugs. NPR's Tom Goldman joins us from member station KJZZ in Phoenix. Hello.
Hi, Renee.
The Players Union has been resistant to strict drug testing in the past. What's this shift all about?
Well, I should say, while it's not a done deal, the fact that Donald Fehr is saying that players have authorized him and other union negotiators to attempt to conclude a deal, that's a heck of a lot closer to a deal on tougher drug testing than in recent past. One thinks of Fehr's testimony a couple of years ago in Congress when he enraged lawmakers, when he calmly withstood their withering criticism about the union's reluctance to budge, and he, of course, continued not to budge. But since then, we've had the Balco doping scandal erupt. We've had the revelations of last week that you mentioned that created a firestorm of protests, at least in the sports press. There's a tremendous amount of talk about needing to do something, so this may indeed be that something. And if Fehr budges this time, it's because his players want it.
Do you know any details about what's being discussed?
A little bit. From sources, they're reportedly talking about significant penalties for players testing positive for steroids, starting with the first positive test. Right now, players are only required to get counseling the first time. Players would be tested more than the current rate of once during the season. And this is a critical part. They're reportedly talking about testing players during the off-season. Anti-doping experts will tell you that any testing program is inherently weak unless you can do unannounced year-round tests. And as a matter of fact, in the newspaper report from last week detailing the grand jury testimony of Yankee player Jason Giambi, he reportedly said he felt comfortable taking illegal steroids during the offseason because he knew he wouldn't be tested.
You said that union leaders have been resistant to having tougher testing. Is that the only obstacle?
Well, yes, their resistance has been significant, and it's probably been exacerbated by the bitter economic battles with management over the years. Don Fehr says drug testing is a right to privacy issue, and he has defended that right zealously. But no, the union is not alone here. There's a provision in the collective bargaining agreement called reasonable cause testing, and it says if teams are suspicious about a player's possible drug use, the team can pursue action that'll lead to immediate testing. But the teams haven't used that clause. You know, after all, it's not in a team's best interest to turn in a player who's making the club millions of dollars. So there seems to be a bit of hypocrisy there for the owners to totally put the blame for weak drug testing on the union.
And since these latest revelations, Senator John McCain has gotten into the fray, and he's talking tough about legislation to force testing.
He certainly is. That's if nothing happens, if they can't reach an agreement. But you know, many legal experts and others in Congress say there's no way that could happen. You couldn't have a bill that supersedes a labor contract that was collectively bargained. And drug testing is part of baseball's collective bargaining agreement. And Commissioner Bud Selig also has talked about possibly invoking the best interest of baseball clause, which allows the commissioner to take a sweeping step for the good of the game. But there are concerns about that as well, setting a dangerous precedent. So with all that said, though, the commissioner, Congress might try something. They say the integrity of the game is at stake.
Thanks very much. NPR's Tom Goldman in Phoenix.